This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. The summer, it's about over, and starting Monday, the big yellow school buses will go back on the road. Schools will be back in session. Look out for those school zones as you make your morning commute. At the San Antonio Independent School District, they got a new superintendent on duty, Sylvester Perez. He is the 18th superintendent in SAISD's history, and this year brings lots of changes and challenges for teachers, staff, parents, and students. We definitely want to hear from our parents. If you've got questions about the new school year, we invite you to give us a call. The number is 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. So, Sylvester Perez, thank you for joining us here on The Source. Things are really busy for you right now as you guys are gearing up for the new school year. And so what are something that parents need to know? What are the big changes for this year's schools?
Well, I think most of the big changes are occurring at the high school level. You know, every 2 years we hear this real catchphrase, and that is reform in education. And so the legislature, to their credit, I think at the end of the day, the end-of-course assessments required for high school graduation were decreased from 15 to 5, and that is something that educators across the state really applauded, because we have really gotten into this test-taking culture. You know, Texas has more accountability standards, I think, than any country in the world. So I was glad to see, this come into play.
So there'll be fewer fewer tests at the high school level. Is that but they're still pretty significant and pretty important.
No doubt. I mean, you still have to, you know, pass your coursework. But, you know, having 15 required assessments to graduate from high school, and if you fail in one or more and to be retained, was just did not make sense. And I think that, I want to commend the elected officials for having a real sense to what's really happening here in our public schools. So, yes, we did not water down anything. I still think that you still have a very rigorous and rich curriculum for our kids. I think we're going to have a good product at the end of the day.
Now, over at Highlands High School, that's it's a campus that was first built in 1958, and this year you're knocking it down and rebuilding the campus. So the students there, what's going to happen there?
Well, at Highlands, we, thanks to the 2010 school bond that was approved by our citizens in SAISD, $65 million of the $515 million is going to be allocated to rebuild Highlands. At some point, you know, you have to weigh out, do you continue renovating, or is it more cost effective just to go ahead and rebuild the school? And that was decided by the citizens, obviously, and the then administration to do that, and school board. So $65 million will go to Highlands. We're going to have portable classrooms throughout that campus on that footprint. And 2 years from now, hopefully we'll be back in our classrooms. And then another 6 months or so to do all of the surrounding area that will complement Highlands, whether they be fields or aesthetics or landscape and alike.
But for students and teachers, I mean, and parents, could be kind of confusing when they show up and they see a lot of these portable buildings. Getting around could be kind of difficult.
There'll still be some phasing in, and I think you'll still see this thing kind of a work in progress, a hard hat area, if you will.
So, I mean, when I introduce you as the new superintendent, but you're not new to SAISD. You were the interim when Mr. Duran left, and so you've got you've been a superintendent for quite a while and other across Texas.
Well, this occurred in March, and Dr. Duran, I think, served about 5 years in SAISD, and during the interim period, if you will. I was fortunate enough to serve in that capacity. But I have to tell you, David, you know, really you either are or you're not. And you know, there's no really such thing as an interim. This is a position that you have to make decisions on a daily basis, and very important decisions as they impact children.
Let's go to the phones. Our phone lines is open. 614-8980 is the number, 614-8980. Anna is on the line. Anna, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
I just have a quick question. Back in when I started school, we used to be able to start school in September and January, depending on your birth date. And I just wonder why it's not being done, considering that a child that turns 6 or 5 after September has to wait a whole year, which makes them a whole year older than a child that, you know, can start school and their birthday is in July or August or, you know, before September.
All right, Anna, thank you for that call. So, Dr. Pettis?
I think that's a great question. If you ask parents, first of all, that's required. But it's interesting because if you ask some parents, some parents are really actually, especially with summer birthdays, are always considering holding their children back. They don't want their child to graduate at age 17 and then turn 18 after high school graduation. So that depends on the maturation level of the student. And we just basically are required to follow the what's prescribed by law. I can just say this, that personally, I held mine back when my oldest was in elementary school. And he's 41. He said that's the best decision I ever made.
So you're no stranger to San Antonio, of course, because this is your hometown. And you went to Harlandale High School.
That's right. Born and raised right here in San Antonio. And, you know, you introduced me as the 18th superintendent. And interestingly enough, I'm either the first or second native-born San Antonian to hold this position.
You think that gives you some sensitivity to some of the issues that the students have?
Well, you know, being a native Southsider or a native San Antonian, I think I know the landscape anyway. That doesn't hurt, and I think that perhaps the learning curve of knowing where their schools are and understanding perhaps our constituents and our clients, I think a lot of that, I hope, comes natural to me being from here.
And you have an interesting story about, how you got into academics, how you got into scholarship, not the chart that many people would follow.
I left Harlandale High School and I did not really have a real good college preparatory path, if you will. Some of that was a sign of the times, but a lot of that was just the fact that I was not a very motivated student. So not to make any excuses, I should have been applied myself a lot more. But I was able to go out and play a little baseball at Wharton County Junior College in New Mexico Highlands It gave me an opportunity to pursue my college education.
All right, we're going to talk more about that. We're talking to San Antonio Independent School District Superintendent Sylvester Pettis. If you've got a question for him about the upcoming school year, about what's happening at your kid's school, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, SAISD Superintendent Sylvester Pettis. And we're talking about the new school year. We're always talking about how important education is. It's an important foundation for the future. And we all need to invest in education. But, you know, let's figure out what's really happening in these schools. You know, what needs to happen in our schools. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. I got an email question. Dr. Pettis, please tell us about the changes for recess at SAISD. The district and its partners, Metro Health Incorporated, should be commended for the reforms. What's happening there?
Well, we are emphasizing recess at the elementary school level. We realize that research indicates that, you know, children need that break, and they need to have that physical activity to not only stimulate, but also to that helps them in their behavior throughout the school day. So, you know, we understand the concept behind education and the education of the whole child, not just all about academia. And recess provides not only physical activity, but an opportunity to hone in and develop social skills, interacting with one another, as far as the ability to get along and these other kinds of benefits that are not necessarily lessons that can be learned in the classroom.
An issue that's making headlines in San Antonio with SAISD is what's going to happen to Fox Tech High School. Incarnate Word University is in negotiations with you guys to put a medical school there. A lot of people downtown are excited about this, but I know that you guys have – this is business, right?
Yes, and, you know, without giving you too many details, because that's what negotiations are all about – we have an opportunity to do something, perhaps, if the University of Incarnate Word continues to pursue this along with us, to partner and enhance what not only we have at Fox Tech, but also at Edison and Whittier, where we start with our charter as far as health education. And Fox Tech today, being that it is a magnet school for health professions and law, it draws from every one of our single-member districts, if you will, from all of our attendance areas throughout San Antonio. So the initial conversations are how can we perhaps connect and spiral the curriculum that we currently have with our middle school through the high school level and partner with University of the Incarnate Word to give us opportunities that are going to be very good, wholesome experiences for our students that are there, whether it be the use of equipment, whether it be mentoring or those kinds of things. We think that has a great potential at this time.
So, but this is a very valuable piece of property and a prime piece of downtown, and you're waiting for some sort of appraisal of what the property is valued at?
Well, really, the ball is in the University of Incarnate Word's court. You know, Dr. Agnesia, I know, has mentioned that he has several options, not just downtown. So I'm sure that, without speaking on his behalf, I'm sure that they're going to weigh out all of their options as well. Yes, we think we know what the range is as far as the value of the land, and obviously we are going to want something that is of the same value in return.
I mean, it seems like from reading about this in the paper that you guys are playing hardball. You're not giving anything away.
Well, we have a responsibility to our taxpayers, and then we also have state guidelines where we couldn't, even if we wanted to give it away, we can't do that. So one governmental entity, so to speak, with representing us, SAISD, with the university, we can, I think, facilitate something that could be a win-win, but obviously both us and the university would have to benefit equally.
So what would happen is, would the Fox Tech High School still remain there, but then the medical school would be built up alongside it, or would the whole thing become a medical school, and then these other high schools you mentioned, like Edison?
No, I want to be clear, David, that Fox Tech is not going anywhere. That's still going to be our high school. That's still going to be our health professions and law magnet. That's not going to change. We do have some land there, obviously. We don't have football any longer there. So we have some land that surrounds our campus that people are interested in.
So I was going to ask you if you could bring back the Chili Bowl. So you're not going to do that.
Boy, that one kind of hurts. You know, being a local product, even though I went to Harlandale, that was, I got to tell you, that was heartbreaking to see. However, you know, times change and conditions change. So, and I have to honor and respect that. And I will say this, Fox Tech this year was the only high school in Bexar County and one of 18 in the state of Texas that was awarded the Blue Ribbon for effective high schools this year. So we're very proud of Fox Tech in its current state, and we just think it's going to get better and better.
Back to the phones. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Beatrice is on the line. Beatrice, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes. My question is, are the charter schools that are within the SAISD district, do they fall under your jurisdiction as superintendent?
Well, that's a very good question. Charter schools by law are defined as public schools. Those are not private schools. And the charter schools in our particular district, no, ma'am, they do not fall under my jurisdiction, and I do not supervise them. And we do see, obviously, a movement of charter schools in the state of Texas. But I'd like to remind our listening audience that, you know, of we have over 4 million students in the state of Texas, and 97% of them are going to what we would term as a traditional school. So right now there's about 3% that are going to some of the external charters, if you will, but we're still educating the majority, the large majority, the vast majority of students in the state of Texas.
But it seems like there are charter schools popping up, and they want to attract, they want to poach your good students out of SAISD and bring them onto their charter schools. And what are you telling parents when they come to you and say, you know, we're thinking about taking our kids out and put them in a charter school?
Well, I would just encourage parents to do their homework. So for instance, in San Antonio Independent School District, we have probably one out of four students that do not even go to their, let's just say, neighborhood high school, because we have choice. We already have choice within SAISD. So if you feel like you, again, want to go to Fox Tech and do health professions or any other kinds of magnet programs that we have, you have the ability to do that. I would never bash charter schools, nor would I bash private schools. I'm a product of 6 years Catholic school and 6 years public school. I think that's a family decision. There's obviously some excellent external charters, but just like any other schools, they're going to have some challenges as well. And one thing that I think public educators would like to see is the same accountability standards that we have. We educate them all in public education. We turn no one away. And so we never do select and sort, and we're very proud of that.
And one of the schools that's caught a lot of attention at SAISD, it's this all-girls academy. And tell me about that.
Well, that's a concept, I believe, that was with Dr. Duron and his staff, Betty Works, and they developed this Young Women's Leadership Academy that was recognized. Here's another school that was recognized just this year by Children at Risk out of Houston that said that they named them the number one middle school in the state of Texas. We are actually looking at perhaps not only enhancing and in growing that enrollment, but we also have other opportunities that we're trying to grow. We have Early College High School right now at Travis Early College High School, which is right adjacent or on the San Antonio College campus, where you know, almost 80% of our kids graduate with not only a high school diploma, but also an associate's degree. And we're exploring the possibilities of replicating something like that at St. Philip's College as we speak.
So back to the all girls, it's a Young Women's Academy. Is that what you're...
Young Women's Leadership Academy.
And it's at the old Horseman Middle School.
Yes.
So, and it's very upper in high school driven, trying to get kids it's a middle school and high school, right?
That's
and
cool.
That driving them to preparing these young ladies for higher education. And it just seems, and you have to apply for the school.
There's certain criteria that has to be met. Now, that particular school also, that's an open charter. In other words, if you live outside of our district, you also have the potential to be admitted in Young Women's Leadership.
And so what do you think are the advantages of sending a daughter there?
Well, you know, single-gender schools, there's a lot of research that reveals that there's a lot of success, academic success, when you have single-gender classes or single-gender schools. You being a product of one of them, David.
But yeah, Central Catholic, sure.
So I think you realize that there are certain offerings, perhaps, and certain opportunities that we can offer our young ladies there that we couldn't do at a traditional school.
Now, you were hired, you were the interim superintendent. You came out of retirement, and then they were going to hire somebody else. And there was something in the paper about that. I really don't remember. And then they made you the full-time actual superintendent. And people are wondering, how long are you going to stick around?
Well, first of all, let me say, when I'm asked, you know, the question was that was posed to me earlier was, you had said that you were not interested, and now here you are. Well, at first, we were looking at a 3 to 6 month stint, if you will. But after being there for over a year, building relationships with staff, building relationships with the community, in particular, of course, with some of our students, it has really been a real eye-opener for me. This is very personal for me. I'm a San Antonian. I love this city. I've been superintendent near the Gulf Coast in West Texas, far West Texas, and in Central Texas, and never here in San Antonio. So it's personal to me. I want to make sure that we do everything possible to make it a better place than it was before I got there.
How is the community supporting you? You know, the business community and everyone rallying behind you. We all want to see SAISD succeed.
Well, we realize that it's a major responsibility, not only being the namesake, but we are a large urban school district. And I can tell you that the partnerships that we have forged, we have over 70 different partnerships with SAISD, from large businesses to small businesses to our San Antonio.
I know that Rackspace has stepped up. You're doing some sort of coding.
Over at Highlands, we have that, but we also have HEB, Read 3. We have a lot of major players that assist us. And we appreciate that. We understand that we have got to work together in partnership with the businesses, and also, more importantly, if not as important, but more importantly, our parents. And for the first time, last year we had 31 parent liaisons in our 95 schools, and this year we're going to have 100% of parent and family liaisons district-wide at all of our schools. And we're excited about that, because we must work closely. If we're truly going to say that we want to partner with our families and with our parents in the educational experience of our children, then we need to really put our money where our mouth is. So I commend our school trustees for allowing us to do this. I commend them also for the 4% raise that they provided for all of our employees, not just the professional employees.
And that'll go over well when you do the big meeting tomorrow.
Convocation.
That'll be tomorrow at AT&T Center. All right, I want to thank you very much, Superintendent for the San Antonio Independent School District, Sylvester Fettes. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back talking about SAM Ministries.